Daughter's Courage, written by Renita De Silva and read by Nikki Patel. Now, Mumbai, India. Chapter 1. Kavya. Verbal Volley. Kavya hears the landline ringing as she puffs up the stairs to the flat. She recognises it as hers from the ringtone. Loud and strident. It will most likely be her mother. Fitting, then, the ringtone. Everyone else has her mobile number. She considers leaving it, taking her time up the stairs. She's not quite ready to have the conversation she knows she must with her mother. But what if it's an emergency? What if something's happened? She sprints up, cursing for the millionth time the fact that she lives on the fifth floor, cursing Ballu, the lift attendant, who keeps promising to call the engineer to fix the broken, permanently, it seems, elevator, and then sits about smoking and gossiping with the gatekeeper. He pulls a suitably sad face and shrugs his shoulders when Kavya grumbles to him, scratching his head and drawling languidly, "Engineer is coming now, give him some time. This time of year is very busy for him." As Kavya pauses to take a breath, noting that the phone has stopped ringing and feeling stupidly relieved, she thinks back to the several rants she has voiced at the tenants' meetings, trying time and again to rouse the residents against Mr. Nandkishore, president of the Tenants' Association, who is in cahoots with the landlord and lets things slide. "What a waste of energy that I could have put to better use." She has tried talking to the other residents when passing them on the stairs, attempting to make them enraged enough to dislodge Mr. Nandkishore. She even tried to bribe them with those divine cream buns from Hazmat Bakery once, the last time she's spending good money on them. They agree with her, but when push comes to shove, side with Mr. Nandkishore, who, she has since found out, makes sure they get certain concessions, including leeway when paying the rent. Which is why they are lukewarm towards her righteous anger, lethargic despite the perpetually broken lift, despite having to climb endless flights of stairs. But this is the absolute limit, she thinks as she shifts her shopping from one hand to another. She cannot remember the last time the lift was working. "Tell the landlord I have exposed him on that blog that rates rental properties," she raged the last time she saw Mr. Nandkishore. "Are, who will listen to your lone dissenting voice when everyone else is happy?" Mr. Nandkishore had said with a smirk. "They're not happy. They keep quiet because you bribe them," she had spat. "Move if you're not happy," Mr. Nandkishore had said, grinning, expertly skirting the issue of the bribes. But Kavya likes her flat. Aside from the fact that it is on the fifth floor, it is perfectly suited to her needs. She likes its central location, likes that it is a 2-minute walk away from the train station. Besides, why should she move? It would be accepting defeat. It would be bowing down and giving in.